You are now listening to Bomber Basketball, live on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, in Yellville and in Mountain Home. Brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Now, live calling the play-by-play from Bomber Gymnasium, here is Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe, and good evening, everyone, from Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Mountain Home High School Career Academies. And they're actually going to say that for the last time this year because this is senior night. This is Mountain Home's last home game as they'll be taking on the Lions of Searcy. We start, as we normally do, with the girls' portion of our broadcast. We welcome you into the Lady Bombers pregame show. Mountain Home coming into this game right now in third place. They are actually a game out of the behind the two teams tied for first in the 5A East. Mountain Home currently 20-5 on the season and 9-3 in conference play. The Lady Bombers coming off another big win this past Friday night. They were actually able to pull off the season sweep over Nelton after beating the Lady Raiders over at Jonesboro this past Friday night, 51-44. A big win for Mountain Home, and it could have a big effect possibly in how the Lady Bombers are seated next week in the state tournament. Do want to let you know that the four teams that will be in the state tournament are set. It will be Mountain Home, Nelton, West Memphis, and Jonesboro. Just hasn't been decided where everyone is going to be seated as of yet. As of Searcy, they are currently 6-18 overall. They are 1-11. In the 5A East, the Lady Lions were mercy ruled by Jonesboro this past Friday night, 68-30, the final score in that game. This is a Searcy team that's under the direction of second-year head coach Kim Sitzman. This is actually her second year as the high school varsity coach, her fifth year in the Searcy School District overall. She was actually the coach at the junior high before her current position now. And I did want to quickly mention that there were some of the other matchups tonight in the 5A East with the seedings still up for grabs. Nelton is playing at Jonesboro, Marion at Paragould, and West Memphis is at Greene County Tech tonight. Now, if Jonesboro was able to win tonight, beat Nelton, that could have some huge implications for Mountain Home, because if Mountain Home wins tonight and then they beat West Memphis Friday night by at least 3 points, they would be the number one seed out of the East for next week's Class 5A state tournament. So it's going to be a big matchup tonight for Jonesboro and Nelton. And this is one that I know the head coach Del Leonard will be paying a lot of attention to once this ball game is over. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Nelton here at Bomber Gymnasium. You're listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at the same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, they are just, ROTC is just coming off the floor for the, after the national anthem. Again, this is senior night here at Mountain Home High School, as Mountain Home will be playing their last home game tonight against the Lady Lions. Cersei, let's take a look at the starting lines for both teams. First off, for Cersei in their Road Blacks, coached by Kim Sitzman. They will be going with four juniors in the starting lineup, Nalia Hadley, Asharia Brown, Meredith Weber, and Eliana Odin. Hadley at 5'6", Brown at 5'9", Weber at 6'1", and Odin at 5'10". And then rounding out the starting lineup is a 5'5 sophomore, Chelsea Johnson. Mountain Home in their home whites, coached by Dell Leonard. They'll be going with a different starting lineup tonight. Four seniors in the starting lineup for this senior night. Emma Martin at 5'7", Abby Martin also at 5'7", Anna Grace Foreman at 6'2", and Leah Jackson at 5'6", and then rounding out the starting lineup is a 5'6 junior, Emily Payne. That's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Cersei coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.